WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. With New Jersey continuing to see a rise in positive COVID cases, Governor Murphy has announced sweeping new requirements to protect Garden State workers from the virus in every single office and place of business in New Jersey.
Governor Murphy has signed an executive order that establishes workplace health and safety standards that cover all Jersey workers. He says this means
that all workers be screened for COVID-19 symptoms prior to every shift, and that everyone present at a place of work maintain at least 6 feet of distance from one another to the maximum extent possible.
He adds all workers must wear a mask, and employees have to give workers masks, hand sanitizer, and ample breaks to wash their hands. The Jersey Business and Industry Association says the governor should put a pause on further mandates. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Patterson joins Newark and Hoboken with new pandemic restrictions. Residents are being told to stay inside their homes after 9 p.m. All businesses ordered closed at midnight. In Jersey City, Mayor Stephen Phillips says outbreaks in his city are not traced back to local business. He does not plan to impose new restrictions. He took a swipe at neighboring Newark and Hoboken, chiefly over closing businesses early. Phillips said it's not like you can only get COVID at night. What Jersey City is doing is cracking down on large in-home gatherings, which Phillips says are the sources of new outbreaks in his city. Federal agencies say cyber criminals are unleashing a major ransomware assault against the U.S. healthcare system. Independent security experts say that it's already hobbled at least 5 U.S. hospitals this week, could potentially impact hundreds more. In a joint alert, the FBI and 2 federal agencies say they have credible information of an imminent cybercrime threat to U.S. hospitals and healthcare providers. We have no indication yet that any hospitals or hospital systems in New Jersey have specifically been targeted during this attack. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Spend the end of your day.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Couple of updates now. Garden State Parkway crash just pushed to the shoulder moments ago by the Union Toll Plaza. Several vehicles, and there was some sort of fluid spill, but the lanes are now passable. But it's crawling southbound Parkway south of exit 143, also affecting you on Route 78, exiting for the Parkway at exit 52. Again, the accident on the shoulder. A new accident now, the Garden State Parkway southbound northbound side by exit 98. This one reportedly in the center lane by the Wall Township area northbound on the Parkway. Jersey Turnpike, in spite of the weather, no problems north of 7A. Washington Valley Road and Chimney Rock Road are both closed for repair at Bridgewater. NJ Transit service restored on the Morrison-Essex line between Hackettstown and Netcong. Earlier problems corrected. Hudson River crossings are okay. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. We have traffic troubles at 295 northbound at exit 29 at Whitehorse Pike. The right lane is blocked off with an accident being repaired. And watch out for Route 77 to be closed in Bridgeton at Route 49, that's Broad Street, with an accident being taken care of. And New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 from the All-American Auto Group Traffic Desk. Shop today at allamericanautogroup.com. I'm Jill Myra, New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:04. Body cam footage from officers who shot and killed a black man armed with a knife in Philadelphia will be released soon. That's the promise of the police commissioner, who has seen more than 24 of her officers injured in 2 days of violent protests and looting. Police say Walter Wallace came at them with a knife, refused several orders to drop it, and was eventually fired upon. Superstorm Sandy made landfall in New Jersey 8 years ago today. How well prepared are we for the next superstorm? A team of weather watchers at Rutgers says we may not actually know the answer until it happens.
State climatologist David Robinson says focusing on the most vulnerable, hardest-hit communities is a page we've taken for our current COVID playbook, and there are similarities between both transformative events.
There are going to be some very interesting lessons learned from COVID and our response as a community to that, as well as lessons we learned from Sandy and our response to that.
Robinson and his colleagues say we need to factor climate change and sea level rise into long-term planning and get every last person back home while continuing to replenish beaches and improve infrastructure. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:06. It is going to rain for the next several hours, heavy at times. The latest on the remnants of Zeta with Dan next.
Jersey Radio.
Spot on. Really enjoying the topic.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
The remnants of Zeta will deliver miserably wet and cold weather to New Jersey over the next few days. By the numbers, 1.5 to 3 inches of rain expected, most of that falling southern and coastal New Jersey. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour, peaking this evening. And up to 2 feet of storm surge could cause minor to localized moderate coastal flooding. That's really a threat for tomorrow. And yes, we could see some wet snowflakes in North Jersey by the time all's said and done. Raindrops now filling in across radar. It's going to be a very wet day, breezy and cool. Cool temperatures in the 50s. The rain breaks up a bit tonight, but again, it will get windy. And then one more round of soaking rain tomorrow morning with those wet snowflakes in northern New Jersey. 40s tomorrow, only 30s Saturday morning, our first widespread frost or freeze of the season. Again, that's Saturday morning. New Jersey weather made possible by Advanced Surgical and Bariatrics, because when it comes to your health, you deserve the best. Put your trust in one of the safest weight loss surgical programs in the country. Call 855-LOSE-IT-NJ or visit online at loseitnj.com. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Patterson 52, Camden 54, Berkeley Heights 51. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.